delegation here, for all officials or settlements in the previous delegation. That's an empty list. That's to be happy identified who the members of the committee are.
Mm.
The other one is a delegation here, for officials or settlements in the
previous
delegation.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you circulated and closed in your business cards and then completed whatever the case might be. Sometimes, as I mentioned, the agenda can be housekeeping. It will only be presented and it might be a couple of parliamentary committee secretary. If the committee intended to speak in a meeting, then only those names would be on that delegation. But if they don't participate in that meeting, then that list can be blank. Okay? So it's outside people. Basically, it's non-MPs. Anyone who's not an MP who presents and participates in any way with any sort of participation, then they need to be on that. Now, you don't always know before the meeting has started who is going to speak, who isn't. So you try and get as many names as possible onto that list. And during the course of the meeting, if there's someone who actually participates who's not reflected on the list, you then try and hunt them down to get their names onto that list.
So we can use the register in order to figure out who's actually there at the meeting.
That's one way, but don't be overly reliant on the register, because sometimes they don't circulate the register, or they might not be in a mood to share the register with you. So it's all about assessing the situation, figuring out, reading the room and figuring out what approach is going to work on a given day. And sometimes it might just be a few members, like two members, in which case there's no need to rely on two outside people to rely on the secretary. You can just approach them directly and get the information from them directly. Okay? You want to try and not be a nuisance to the secretary and parliamentary staff as much as possible. A lot of times it's unavoidable, but so you have to pick your moment, how you approach, when you approach, etc. Okay. All right. Now we're going to deal with the documentation you guys took from that table. The first page is obviously your personal information. You can complete and send that together with a copy of your ID. I don't need that information today. You can send it a few days later. You can email it. You guys have missed the payment cycle anyway for this month. Because remember, the payment cycle is from the 15th of every month to the 15th of the next month, and you get paid then 25th of that month. Any meeting subsequent to the 15th, you get paid then 25th of the following month. So yeah, we have enough time for you to complete and send me that information. Document number 2 is linked to document number 1. You need to fill that as well and send me that information. All right. Document number 3 is document for black background. Chapter 3 of the manual is very, very critical. It deals with how to put the report together. We are very specific, we are very particular in terms of how a report should be constructed and how it should look like. You need to follow chapter 3 of the manual very, very strictly. It will become obvious very quickly if you haven't done so. So before you even commence with the report, you need to read chapter 3 of the manual. That document with a black background just reinforces what is in chapter 3 of the manual. Okay? Just re-emphasizes the important points in chapter 3 of the manual. The last document to deal with is a template of a similar kind of meeting that you'll be attending today. I'm going to walk you through the document. Everything I say is in chapter 3 of the manual. You can take notes on the document if you want, if you're putting attention. So the first thing you do is you have the name of the committee, you have the date, you then have the agenda line as it appears on the strip of paper that you put up. If the committee changes its agenda, you tweak the agenda line accordingly. So sometimes it might not always deal with all the items listed, or it might add new items, then you tweak that accordingly in your report. Alright, your next heading is chairperson, it's Mr. or Miss, for females just MS, it's not M-I-S-S, it's not M-I-S, it's just MS, there is no full stop, there's one initial, no full stop, surname, country affiliation.
whenever the chairperson is going to speak in the body of a report, you're not going to refer to the chairperson by name. You'll just say the chairperson. Okay? No other variation of that. Not chair, chairman, chairwoman. The chairperson, main chairperson, capitalized. Alright, your next heading is document handout. As you've listed the documents on the document form, you'll list the documents in the meeting report as well. In other words, two documents, three documents, four documents, etc. You'll list them in the meeting report as well. Your next heading is meeting summary or summary. Okay? You're going to leave it blank for now. You're going to do it at the end. You have the heading summary, blank for now. Your next heading should be minutes or meeting report. Do you see that? This is now the actual meeting as it happened from the very beginning. You have the heading minutes or meeting report. This is now the actual meeting as it happened from the beginning. Sometimes there are opening remarks for the chairperson. So under minutes you can add a subheading, opening remarks by chairperson. The chairperson will welcome members to the meeting and explain the agenda for the day. The committee will be receiving briefings from the Department of Public Works and two of its entities. Thereafter the committee will consider an internal committee report on its own type of accounting, etc., etc. In addition, the chairperson announces apologies have been submitted by three absent members. Sometimes, maybe, before the opening remarks of the chairperson, the first thing the committee has to do is elect an acting chairperson because the chairperson is not present. So under minutes, you have a heading. Dirk, that meeting was cancelled, but I have put you on another meeting.
Thanks.
Yeah. So sometimes the chairperson is not present, and the very first thing the committee has to do is electing an acting chairperson. So you can have a subheading, and then it's election of acting chairperson. You can say, this committee secretary announced that the chairperson was absent or unavailable to chair meetings, and in terms of parliamentary rules, members had to elect one of their own to chair this meeting. Mr. J. Damini nominates Ms. Whoever, Ms. Whoever seconds the nomination, Ms. Whoever was elected and opposed to chair the meeting, whatever, wording to that effect. And then opening remarks by acting chairperson, and then whatever you need to capture. Okay? Then, usually there's a department there to brief the committee on something. So you have a heading in bold, briefing by Department of Public Works, or briefing by Department of Basic Education in bold. Now you have Mr. Jerry Villacazzi, full first name of the presenter and surname, comma, Chief Director, dot dot, curriculum development and whatever, comma, DBE, brief the committee, dot dot dot. Now you have to unpack the presentation. Okay? The presentation can be tricky because we do not have to expect you to reproduce the entire presentation in the report. Because those PowerPoint presentation documents will accompany your report as attachments. We don't expect you to reproduce all of that in the report. Having said that, you need to identify and highlight the most important aspects of the presentation. So matters relating to challenges, outstanding achievements, if there are issues that the presenter is emphasizing above others. During the subsequent discussion, members might hone in on certain aspects of the presentation. All of those are indicators of what is important and what one should be highlighted. It's not one huge blob, there are multiple paragraphs. If there were multiple presenters, say there are three or four people presenting on a particular section from the same document, then each of those presenters should be highlighted in the report. Now, some of your meetings might differ in a certain way in that there might not be a presentation per se, especially those attending with BRRR, Budgetary Review and Recommendation Report. That draft document that I explained, it won't really be presented, but the committee might be going through it page by page. So you'll have maybe the content advisor, the committee researcher. So the committee would go through the paper. So you would have like a heading, a consideration of Department of Public Works budget review recommendation report. The chairperson tabled the document for consideration and indicated that the committee would be going through page by page, and members can give their input when necessary. And then here you'll have members now contributing. Mr. J. Lamini referred to page 5 and highlight and propose that this paragraph be reworded in this way. So then you deal with the contribution of the speakers. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because in a normal meeting, there's a document that's presented, and then that's followed by a discussion. Then you have a BRRR meeting where it's somewhat merged. The discussion happens because there isn't really a presentation. They go through the document, so the meeting is essentially a discussion on its own. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, usually, when they're going through documents and amending and making proposals, a lot of the time they correct grammar as well. So minor stuff like on page 5, line 6, like spelling mistakes and minor errors. You don't have to be very specific about that. You just say, Mrs. Lamini referred to page 5 and made a minor grammatical correction. I don't need to know what the name of the word is, and you don't have to be that specific. However, if it's substantive corrections being made, if stuff that is being reworded to put a particular emphasis, if information has been omitted, then that needs to be captured in great detail, the input of the speakers. And usually, most of the time is spent on the towards the latter part of the report. The last sections of the report usually deal with the committee's findings and the committee's recommendations. Usually they spend most time on those two sections in the report. So there, you need to be extremely detailed as possible. Okay? Yeah. I think the approach is rather have too much information than too little. Be thorough, especially when you're dealing with the input of speakers, be as thorough as possible. With the exception of obviously those minor grammatical details. If there are multiple agenda items, subheadings are important. If there's a second document or second presentation, it's important you have, because there might be more than one budgetary. There might be a budgetary review report dealing with sales about improving sales. There might be a separate report dealing with the IPEDS, the independent executive director, etc. So it's important to clearly see. And then it's important to know whether the document was approved with or without amendments, if there were any particular reservations by political parties, whether they abstained from voting or whatever, as it played out, we need to know clearly in the report. Then the meeting was adjourned is always your last sentence. You now need to come into your summary that you left blank. The summary is a summary of the entire report. It's a summary of everything that happened under the minutes section. You cannot have information in your report that's not reflected somewhere in the summary. Okay? The approach we take is our reports can require details as they need to be, and not everyone has time to read the entire report. Some people might just read the summary only. So the summary needs to give them a good overview of what happened in the entire. And then when you're done, you need to read with the summary, you need to read the entire report critically from start to end to make sure A, you adhere to all our formatting guidelines as in the manual. B, you haven't left out information very many, especially in the discussion, the input given. And C, whatever you've captured is not gobbledygook, not gobbled language, not weird writing style that no one can make sense of. That is a huge red flag, and that's very problematic. So it needs to be clear, and make sense and logical. And then when you're done and you're happy, you email the report. I will communicate to you when you need to submit. Don't be alarmed, don't worry, you're not going to be expected to submit tomorrow. Okay, in case you were thinking that. But I would need to see you when you come back so that I have a better idea of how long the meeting actually was and what actually took place, just to get a sense of that, and that will inform the deadline that will be given. Okay? Giving you a lot of information to think about, but if you need to get to make your way to Parliament. Right now, you best take notes, give what you can. and the next big one was only a pack.
You want to refer to the recording? You can't have access to it or leave it.
Yeah, you need to bring your. Do you not bring your memory stick?
No.
Okay. You have to bring your memory stick. That's how you can get access to the recording. Otherwise, the recording will be posted on the website later today.
Yeah.
You can just email me and I'll send you the link later today.
Okay.
But, yeah. Some of you give me the impression you haven't read the manual, which is concerning. You have to read the manual. Okay. I guess you guys can all go together.
I don't know
what you're having. Yeah, you asked. Official. So it's good to be as early as possible so people can directly find the way.
How long is the education waiting for those people? Because it's not stated on the paper.
Yeah, it doesn't always stay. It's for the most part, it doesn't stay. I think for the most part, we should just start how the science is all day. If you want to find out from the committee secretary, hi, if you have an idea, and if the response doesn't seem like that, let me know and then tell me what you get from it. Does everyone have my number?
we don't know some of the things.
You see that they are.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay. Turn right, and in the first street you turn right again. We'll be on your left hand side. 120 is this building, right?
120.
Yeah, yeah. To the revolving doors, then you turn right.
Ali Abdullah Wali. Jadi lagi sana. Okay, I can.
Jed, how are you, Jed? Alright. Okay, I see you ordered another car. No, I saw you there.